This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden said Friday during a meeting at the White House with the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer that Russian President Vladimir Putin will not prevail in the war with Ukraine.
The United States is committed to standing with you to help Ukraine as it defends against Russia's onslaught and aggression. Clear that Putin will not make it clear Putin will not prevail in this war, and the people of Ukraine will prevail.
Two leaders discussed the next steps in supporting Ukraine, centering on whether to allow Western missiles to be used to hit targets in Russia. President Vladimir Putin said on Thursday that the West would be directly fighting with Russia if it allowed Ukraine to strike Russian territory with Western-made long-range missiles, a move he said would alter the nature and scope of the conflict. Biden was asked what he says to Putin's threat of war. Biden responded,
"I don't think much about Vladimir Putin."
The Biden administration is putting new sanctions on Russian state media outlet RT. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The U.S. is announcing new sanctions on a Russian state media outlet, accusing it of working closely with Moscow's military and intelligence operations. Washington had already sanctioned RT for working to spread Kremlin propaganda, but Secretary of State Antony Blinken's now accusing the outlet of going far beyond that.
Functioning like a de facto arm of Russia's intelligence apparatus.
Blinken says RT ran fundraising campaigns to outfit Russian troops in Ukraine.
This includes sniper rifles, suppressors, body armor, night vision equipment, drones.
And he says the U.S. will keep exposing the truth.
It's shining a bright light on what the Kremlin is trying to do under the cover of darkness.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar thanked Lebanon's Hezbollah chief Hassan Nasrallah for his support in the ongoing war with Israel in a letter released Friday by Hezbollah. This is VOA News. The Biden administration on Friday locked in steep tariff hikes on Russian imports, I should say Chinese imports, including a 100% duty on electric vehicles, and with many beginning as soon as September 27th. Lisa Bernard reports.
They include a 100% duty on Chinese EVs, 50% on solar cells, and 25% on steel, aluminum, EV batteries, and key minerals. The guidelines, published in a memo Friday from the Office of the United States Trade Representative, but first reviewed by Reuters, also show a 50% duty on Chinese semiconductor chips that will start in 2025. China has vowed to retaliate against what it has called bullying tariff hikes and argued that its EV industry's success is due to innovation and not support from the Chinese government. A spokesperson for China's embassy in Washington did not immediately respond to a request for comment.
A group of 20 leaders have agreed to join efforts to fight disinformation and set up an agenda on artificial intelligence as the government struggle against the speed, scale, and reach of misinformation and hate speech. The ministers who gathered this week in the capital of the northeastern state emphasized in a statement that the new digital platforms to be transparent and in line with relevant policies and applicable legal frameworks. It's the first time in the G20's history that the group recognizes the problem of disinformation, calls for transparency and accountability from digital platforms. Three Americans have been sentenced to death in Congo, VOA's Christina Menent reports.
Three United States citizens on trial for their role in a failed coup in Democratic Republic of Congo were sentenced to death by a military court on Friday. Armed men briefly occupied an office of the presidency in the capital Kinshasa on May 19th before their leader, U.S.-based Congolese politician Christian Malanga, was killed by security forces. His son, Marcel Malanga, was among the Americans on trial, along with Marcel's friend, Tyler Thompson. The third American, Benjamin Zaman Poland, was a business associate of Christian Malanga. All three were found guilty of criminal conspiracy, terrorism, and other charges and sentenced to death in a ruling read out on live TV. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
China is raising its retirement age for workers, which is now among the youngest in the world's major economies. The extension was considered overdue in a country facing a shrinking population and aging workforce. Policy change will start in January and be carried out over 15 years. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.